My mother was very, very sick when I was pregnant. Very sick.
So she knew you had twins, but she just never saw us.
But, you know, you always say your mama's going to be better. She was in a lot of pain. And as you know, I left you all with Cousin Doris when you were 7 or 8 days old. And I went out there and stayed with Mama.
Mama, what would you say about yourself as the one thing you think is the most like your mother?
Margaret, that's a kind of hard question. Mama, I think, was much stricter with us than I've ever been with you all. I don't think I acquired that trait. I think I'm sort of, you know, easy to be.
What? Huh?
You know, you all kind of could get away with murder.
What?
You didn't get away with anything with Mama. And I think Mama was a very generous person. I've always remembered this about her. We came along, as I said, during the Depression. And people went, they knocked on your doors and asked for food. They were hungry. And with 8 children, I have never seen my mother turn anybody away. I have seen her open a can of poking beans, give the man a teaspoon, and let him sit on the back steps and eat it. Well, like I said, I just thought she was a super mom to have held her family together the way she did. And my brother Robert and I, we used to just marvel that we came along in those horrible times. We all had to go to school. We always had clothes to wear to school. I would come in from school and sometimes hanging up on a hanger. It would be a new dress my mother had made for me. She was an exceptional woman.